Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Stoops, Kentucky Wildcat football, who joins us now. Hey, Coach, Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
You got it. Great to be on with you, fellas.
You know, it pleasure's all ours, Coach. And how does it feel here? I mean, it is amazing what you guys have been able to do. Winning at Florida. You've won four in a row, beating Mississippi State 28-7 last week, handling them pretty comfortably, getting ready for South Carolina. You know, what about what you guys have been able to accomplish so far here through the first 4 weeks of the year?
Yeah, thanks, Moose. It's been a great start, obviously. Very pleased with our team. I said it throughout the summer that I had a lot of confidence in this team. Just by the way they went about their work, they had a great summer and have been working extremely hard. They're a close-knit group, and we've been playing very good. But, you know, there's always that next opportunity. So we're right in the middle of the week here, grinding away, getting ready for the South Carolina game. But it's been a great start, and we look to keep that rolling.
So, Coach, like, there's no secret, right? To keep these young men, you've been part of a lot of programs and had such a great career, and you're still rocking and rolling. You guys are being successful right now, and it's awesome. So how do you keep them grounded, man? That's always the tough thing, right or wrong, to keep these young studs, these young athletes, they're student athletes, they got busy lives besides football, right? How do you keep them in that? Is there any secret? Like, what's the trick here, man?
Well, there's no doubt that is a definite grind, and believe me, I spend a good portion of my time, you know, looking for messaging, and looking to pound these guys on that about our preparation. And our team has embraced that to this point. Now, whether they keep it going, that's up to us. Today's a heavy work day on a Wednesday, and we'll see how they come in. But you're exactly right. And to this point, our team has said they've really enjoyed it because they know we've earned these victories by the way we've prepped, by the way we've gone about our business and worked and had great weeks leading up to it. And we've got the same challenge again this week.
As you get ready for South Carolina, and one of the staples, Coach, of your offense, as we've all watched and witnessed, is the ground game, led by Snell Jr. What about you're already over 1,000 yards rushing as a team through the first four games. That's something you got to like, Coach.
No doubt. Our team has definitely been physical. The league that we play in, and it's a very, very physical league, and I've been impressed with both sides of the line of scrimmage. Our offensive line has been very strong, and Benny's a very, very tough runner and has great, he's had a great year so far.
It's fun to watch. He's fun to watch run the ball, man. He really is.
He runs with an attitude and a chip on his shoulder, and he's like that all the time. Every day he's like that.
I bet. Yeah, he seems like a young man who's competitive as heck. Hey, so what about the basketball program? They getting jealous of you guys a lot? I mean, talking about this awesome 4-0 start.
You don't have to worry about those boys. They'll be all packed out, ready to go here this week. Believe me, they're going to get going. They always have a strong following.
Well, Coach, it's interesting because it brings up, when you think about Kentucky, no offense, you think obviously first and foremost, you think about Kentucky basketball. How difficult is it for you, for your players in order to cut their own path here in the SEC, understanding that when a lot of people think about Kentucky athletically, they think about the men's basketball program?
Well, I really don't think that has anything to do with it. Our history in the basketball only helps us, to be honest with you. But our path, cutting that path, has been through many, many, many decades of not playing at the highest level, the level that we need to play at. This is a unbelievably competitive league. If you look at this league from 1 to 14, there's not a team in this league that wants to go backwards, and we do everything we can each and every day to recruit, to develop our players, to keep on getting better, and that's been the challenge. So that's really what I focus on. The basketball part of it actually helps us. So when we bring people in, and we bring them in the winter, we bring them in for unofficial visits, we go to those basketball games, it's an unbelievable environment. Coach Cal and I have a great relationship. He helps. So that's not it at all. It more has to do with the way we've played over the decades.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Hey, so what about the challenge you got now this week with South Carolina? Gamecocks are no joke. I mean, I know you can't give us any game plan, but you guys are probably getting at it already, and you got a heavy work day, you said, for the players yep. today. So we'll talk yep. a little bit about South Carolina.
Yeah, we're right in the middle of our week here of our prep for South Carolina. Very good football team. We know that. It's been a battle. We've had some very good games with them the past 4 or 5 years, and expect another one here this year.
You know, Coach, when did you know? You know, Taz and I yesterday, we talked to Coach Wilder from Old Dominion, right, who they pulled off an unbelievable upset last weekend, knocking off Virginia Tech. I asked him, when did he get a feel, a vibe for his squad this year, particularly in a game? I'll ask you a similar question, Coach, is you're off to the 4-0 start. When did you get a sense you felt good about your team this year going into the season?
Yeah, I felt, you know, I felt good through the preparation, through the summer. Like I said, I love this team, but you're right. I mean, you don't really know what you have until you get into the games and get going. And I'd say probably through the Florida game because it was early in the season on the road, you know, tough environment. And, you know, I saw the way our team responded and how physical we were and the way we could take a punch and then keep on coming back and throwing some of our own. And so I think that's when I had a good feeling about this team and the identity of this team.
Because you can get caught up in everything else. I think you hit upon it, Coach. You still win, and I get a sense this is what you're all about as well. You still win at the point of attack. It's about the offensive and defensive lines. Yep. If you can win at the point of attack, you're going to have an opportunity to win some games.
No, there's no doubt about it. You know, you know, if you're going to win consistently, you have to be physical on both sides of the line of scrimmage, and that's what we're trying to start with here.
Coach, you guys had this after the victory, right, this past week, that massive celebration on the field.
Yeah.
What was that like? You've been part of a couple of those in your career. Though.
Yeah,
that had to be pretty wild, though, man.
Yeah, we've been a part of a few of them, actually. We feel like we didn't get our money's worth because only a few fans leaked out on there. I mean, we won by 21 points, so it wasn't that dramatic, you know. So, but it was those are good problems to have, I guess, for our athletic director.
You know, what kind of atmosphere are you expecting Saturday night with the Gamecocks coming to town?
Oh, yeah, it'll be a sellout. It'll be an incredible atmosphere. It'll be a lot of fun and a great football game. So I hope you all tune in.
One for me is going to be this. You know, how about the conference, Coach? Your familiarity with it. You know, it's widely regarded best college football conference in America. How difficult is it, cutting your path, making your way in that conference with all the blue bloods like LSU and Alabama and the like?
It's brutal. It's an absolute grind. Taz, you've been in the ring a little bit. You can understand a little bit of that.
Yeah.
No, it's just an absolute. it's a complete grind. You know, that's what makes it a lot of fun. That's what makes it a great challenge. That's what motivates you every day to get up and get going, because nobody in this league's stepping back. Everybody's investing and doing everything they can to push forward. And it's ultra competitive, and that's what you love about it.
Coach, I think we have a mutual friend, right? You know JR pretty good, right? Jim Ross?
I do know JR well. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he always spoke highly of you for sure when we were working together in WWE. He is a good man. Yeah. You know, he's diehard OU guy. You know that.
diehard OU. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Hey, Coach, we've enjoyed watching your team through the first 4 weeks, and we're going to be watching on Saturday night. Good luck against South Carolina. We appreciate the time this morning.
Go get him, Coach.
Okay, thank you, guys. Appreciate
you
it.
Take care, man.
That's Mark Stoops.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.